A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Then little children were being brought to him, in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And he laid his hands on them and went on his way. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. With Jesus as the central figure in this story, we see him approached by, really surrounded by, three different categories of people: the disciples, the mothers of the children, and the children themselves. What were they all thinking? What were they feeling? How did they affect one another? And how did they affect Jesus? And finally, how did Jesus affect them? So let's try for a moment to get inside their various minds and hearts, and let's try to imagine what's going on. Let's listen to their thoughts and voices. First, the disciples. Listen to them. "Get those kids away from him. He's tired. He's had a busy day. He just wants to rest for a while. Give him some peace and quiet." Then there are the mothers. Listen to them. "Here he is, Jesus of Nazareth, the great preacher, the great healer. Look at his eyes, filled with compassion. If only we can bring our children close to him so he can touch them, hold them, bless them. Maybe if the children can experience his warmth and his love, maybe they can be like him someday." And then there are the children. They too are part of the scene. Listen to them. "This is Jesus. This is the man we've all heard about. He can work wonders, and even better, he cares about people, little people like us, who aren't at all important. He's looking at us now. We want to get closer to him. We want to share in that special way he reaches out to everyone, no matter who they are." And then Jesus. His response says it all. "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And what about us? What are we thinking and feeling as we approach the Lord of life, the living water, the Good Shepherd, the Lamb of God? How do we name him? Are we open to his touch?